here, if you please. The fourth book will begin. The country of the Danes, as one also reads in the Gesta of St. Adansgar, is almost all spread out over islands. Now, this Danish land is separated from our Nordalbingians by the river Ida, which rises in the densely wooded highlands of the pagans, called Isharno, which they say extends along the barbarian ocean as far as the Schlei Sea. The Ida flows into the Frisian Ocean, which the Romans in their writings called the British Ocean. The principal part of Denmark, called Jutland, extends lengthwise from the Ida River toward the north. It is a journey of 3 days if you turn aside in the direction of the island of Finn. But if you measure the distance direct from Schleswig to Aalborg, it is a matter of 5 to 7 days' travel. That is the highway of the Caesar Otto unto the farthermost sea at Vendilla, which sea is to this day called the Ottingsund from the King's Victory. At the Ida, Jutland is fairly wide, but thereafter it narrows little by little like a tongue to the point called Vendilla, where Jutland comes to an end. Thence it is a very short passage to Norway. The soil in Jutland is sterile, except for places close to a river. Nearly everything looks like a desert. It is a salt land and a vast wilderness. Furthermore, if Germany as a whole is frightful for its densely wooded highlands, Jutland itself is more frightful in other respects. The land is avoided because of the scarcity of crops, and the sea because it is infested by pirates. Hardly a cultivated spot is to be found anywhere, scarcely a place fit for human habitation. But wherever there is an arm of the sea, it has very large cities. This region, the Caesar, Otto, at one time subjected to tribute, and divided into 3 bishoprics. Once he established at Schleswig, which also is called Haddeby and is situated on the arm of the barbarian sea, named by the inhabitants the Schlei, whence also the city derives its name. From this port, ships usually proceed to Slavia, or to Sweden, or to Samland, even to Greece. The second bishopric he founded at Ribe, a city encompassed by another waterway that flows in from the ocean and over which one sails for Frisia, for England, or for our Saxony. The third bishopric he planned to fix at Aarhus, separated from Finn by a very narrow channel that reaches in from the eastern sea and extends in a long, winding course between Finn and Jutland northward up to this city of Aarhus. Then one sails to Finn, or Zealand, or Scania, or even to Norway. Now, the archbishop consecrated from among his own clerics Rudolf for Schleswig, Wilhelm for Zealand, Egilbert for Finn. The latter, a convert from piracy, is said to have been the first to find the island Helgoland, which lies hidden in a deep recess of the ocean in the mouth of the Elbe River, and, having built a monastery there, to have made it habitable. The island lies across from Hadeln. It is barely 8 miles long by 4 miles wide, and its people use straw and the wreckage of ships for fuel. Report has it that whenever pirates plunder there, be the booty ever so slight, they never return home unpunished, either perishing soon after in shipwreck or getting killed by someone. For this reason, they are accustomed with great devotion to offer the hermits who live there tithes of their booty. This island produces crops in the greatest abundance and is an exceedingly rich foster mother for birds and cattle. On there is but one hill and not a single tree. It is hemmed in on all sides by very precipitous crags that prohibit access except in one place, where also the water is sweet. All sailors hold the place in awe, especially, however, pirates. Hence it got the name by which it is called, Heiligland, now Helgoland. From the Vita of St. Willibrord, we learned that it was called Fossetisland, and that it is situated on the boundary between the Danes and the Frisians. There also are many other islands off Frisia and Denmark, but none of them is noteworthy. Finn is a fairly important island, lying back of that called Vendilla in the entrance of the Barbarian Gulf. It is close to the region named Jutland, from every part of which the passage to Finn is very short. There is the great city of Odense. Small islands encircle it, all abounding in crops, and it is to be observed that if you pass through Jutland into Finn, your route is a straight way to the north, but your course faces east in going through Finn into Zealand. There are two passages to Zealand, one from Finn, the other from Aarhus. Each place is an equal distance from Zealand. The sea is naturally tempestuous and full of two kinds of danger, so that, even if you have a fair wind, you can hardly escape the hands of pirates.